Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. The Phoenix City Council has undergone significant changes in recent years, and that included the presence of longtime community activist Carlos Garcia, who was elected to the panel last May. Garcia has been outspoken about police brutality and wears T-shirts that include a specific related message. Garcia wrote a column that was printed on the Arizona Republic op-ed page over the weekend in response to a column by editorial page director Phil Boas. Our co-host Steve Goldstein spoke with Boas about it and began with background on the T-shirts.
So the T-shirt wars began in the city of Phoenix when a couple of Latino council members, Betty Guardado and Michael Nowakowski, decided to make these little videos good-natured, poking a little bit of fun at their fellow council members and all their fellow council members, not just Carlos Garcia. And but they made one about Garcia because he wears this fairly flamboyant T-shirt that says "End Police Brutality," which makes a lot of sense if you're a street activist who's fighting police brutality, but is questionable if you're a sitting member of the city council who enjoys all the authority and privilege that goes along with that. And so I thought it opened up an opportunity to make a point about that T-shirt. I don't think it's right for him to wear that to city council meeting.
Well, tell us more about why you think that is. Because once he gets in that position, he can still have the same ideas, but the approach should be different?
You know, I was talking years ago with a columnist for the Los Angeles Times. It was Latino, and we were talking about ethnic studies in Tucson. And this was probably 6, 7, 8 years ago. And he gave me some insights. He said that what was happening down in Tucson reminded him a lot of the Chicano activism he saw in Los Angeles in the 60s and 70s. Mm. But what happened in Los Angeles is the Latinos took charge of things. Their population grew. They took over the city council. And pretty soon, Latinos in the city, they didn't care about the activism. They wanted to see you fix the potholes, okay? You have the leadership now. Every moment you spend griping about a problem is a moment you're not spent in solving the problem and fixing things. And that's the expectation when you get on the city council.
Right, so it becomes more of a pragmatic aspect. Now, once you can protest the powers that be, but once you become one of the powers that be, the practical assurances have to be there, too.
Right. That's Carlos Garcia's police department. I mean, they're an arm of his city, and he represents the city. He is the city. I tried to explain this to some readers who took issue with me, and I said it would be a little like Carlos Garcia standing out on his front porch, looking at his grass that had grown long and wearing a T-shirt that says, Carlos Garcia needs to mow his lawn. Okay. Well, that's Carlos Garcia's police department. He needs to fix it. If there's a problem there, he needs to fix it. He needs to fix the potholes, too.
So over the weekend, you gave Councilman Garcia his chance. You gave him the forum to write. Well, first of all, why did you want to do that?
It's something that I love about the editorial pages, and that is that nobody gets the last word, not even the editorial page editor. And so when I heard that he wanted to write a response, I was like, oh, absolutely. You know, let's do that. That'd be great. And I'm happy to let him have the last word. And he wrote a great column. And he said, you know, I'm not here to make the police feel comfortable. That T-shirt is meant to make them feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I want them to change. I would argue that you now got authority, pal. Get in there and use it. You know, and if you're telling the police department that they're no good, which that T-shirt screams, you're not going to have much of a relationship with them. In fact, you make it very easy for them to marginalize you, to just say, well, he's a hater. Why even listen to what he says?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So did you think the ideas came across enough in the column that he is someone who is very serious about what the T-shirt says, but also feels like he can work with fellow council members, work with the police to do these things?
Yeah, I think he's very sincere. I think this is coming from a place where he's been. He has been an activist in the city. We endorsed Carlos Garcia. I have no regrets that we did that. I think he represents a part of the city that is growing, that is working class, that is immigrant, that needs a voice at City Hall. And he authentically represents that. But I think the job changes once you get authority. You know, now, you know, the people of Phoenix expect police protection, okay? Mm-hmm. That's something you're expected to provide them, and you have the authority to oversee that. Some people will push back and say, well, no, that's the job of the city manager and the chief of police. Well, city manager serves at the pleasure of the council. And if that city manager isn't doing the job of caring about police brutality when it crops up, then, you know, the city council can do something about that. They have the authority to do it, to fire him if need be.
Phil Boas is editorial director of the Arizona Republic, and you're listening to The Show.